Welcome to Christian Historical Fiction Talk. I am your host, author Liz Tolsma, and I am just thrilled that you have joined me for this very, very special episode. This is, in fact, episode number 100. You all, I know I've been teasing this for several weeks now, maybe even more than a month, but I'm just so excited to reach this special milestone. And so throughout the course of today's episode, I'm going to talk about why I began this podcast. I'm going to talk about some of my favorite guests and favorite topics, and also give you some information on some prizes that I have. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be at the end. You're going to have to listen to the whole thing to be able to get the details that you need in order to enter the giveaways. And they're good giveaways. You're going to want to stay tuned for those as well. But I would just like to thank all of my subscribers. I've been doing this for a little over 2 years now, and I never expected it to grow in the way in which it has grown. I am beyond thrilled. I am just so happy and so thankful for you guys, because it is my subscribers that have brought me to this place. If I didn't have the subscribers that I do, I wouldn't be doing this. And if I didn't get the positive feedback that I get from you, my audience, I wouldn't be doing this. So thank you to everyone who has hit that subscribe button. If you have not hit that, please, please do so on your favorite podcasting platform. You'll find us on just about every podcasting platform that there is. If your favorite is not one that we're on, then let me know. I will try my best to get myself on there so to make it as easily accessible for you as I possibly can. I guess this is the point where I usually say, let's get to our guest, or let's get to our topic. I suppose we do have a topic today, and it's just going to be me talking about this labor of love and this journey that I've been on for these past little over 2 years. I think it was in the summer of 2020. So yes, when we were all locked in our houses, and I had been hearing a lot about how podcasting was good for authors. It was the way of the future and something that you should consider doing. I attended a webinar and I bought a course on podcasting, which was very, very helpful to me. And yet I was nervous to do it. I didn't know if I could pull this off. I am shy, I'm introverted, but this actually is a good medium for somebody like me, because I can talk to you all and I don't have to stand up in front of you all, although it's getting to be less and less of a problem for me to talk to large crowds. And I think this podcast has helped me a lot in being more comfortable in talking in front of people. Even if I know you're not listening the moment that I am recording this, you will listen to it, and it's helped me gain a lot more confidence. So anyway, going back, why did I decide to start this? Well, because like I said, I had heard that it's a good thing for an author to do. It's a way to build your audience. It's a way to build your brand. It's a way to get new readers. And so it sounded like a good idea to me. Little did I know the time and energy and commitment that it took to run a podcast. But I thought, well, I'll go for it and I'll see what it's all about. And so I did invest the money in the recording equipment and in the editing program that I bought. And I just decided, why not? I'm going to go for it. I started it off originally as World War II Fiction Talk. I think that was my original title for this podcast. And I very quickly realized that even though there was a lot of World War II fiction out there, and the class I had taken said to really find a niche, a very specific niche, World War II fiction was too specific of a niche, especially when I was trying to stick with Christian fiction. So that didn't work out so well for me. I was really having a hard time coming up with books and guests and topics to talk about just on World War II fiction. And I didn't want to turn it into a history channel. So I decided that it was time to broaden my horizons. And so I think I had about 12 episodes or so of the other one somewhere around there. And I thought I can be specific, but maybe not that specific, not that narrow in my focus. And so I widened it out to historical fiction, all different kinds, all different time periods of historical fiction. So I've done everything from biblical fiction up to 1970s fiction, and I've counted all of that as historical. I've even counted split time as being historical because it does obviously have a historical element to it. So why pick the format that I did? The class that I took gave me lots of different formats, ideas that I could choose from. So why have all these guests come on? And some of you may be thinking that I'm pretty much shooting myself in the foot because I have my competitors coming on, especially when I have World War II fiction authors coming on. These people are my competitors. We are targeting the same audience. And that's one of the wonderful things that I love about the Christian fiction community. And I think I've mentioned this on several different episodes, is that there isn't that competition between us, really. I just don't feel that we are fighting each other as we go along. And that's a really beautiful, wonderful thing. We're a very supportive community. It's a wonderful community, really, to be a part of, and one that I have so enjoyed being a part of in the last 20 years that I've been in the business. I am happy when I see others succeeding, even if they're writing the same things or very similar things to what I'm writing. It still makes me very happy to see them succeeding, and I am genuinely happy and thrilled with them. For example, I see Sarah Sundin is just up for a Christie Award, and I couldn't be happier for her. Her book so deserves it, and I'm just over the moon for Sarah. She's been on the show several times. She's a favorite guest of you guys. She's a favorite guest of mine. It's sitting down and talking to an old friend. And so that's why I chose this format. I thought you wouldn't want to hear just my thoughts and me rambling on, although I do shows like that from time to time, like today's show. But it's fun to talk to other authors. It's fun for me. Like I said, I started this in the middle of lockdown and we couldn't go to conferences, couldn't see other authors, couldn't get together with other authors like I had been used to. And so it was a way for me to connect with other authors and to get to talk writing, to get to talk books, which is one of my favorite things to talk about in the whole world. So that way, I love this format. I love being able to promote other authors, to help them get the message about their books out to you, the readers. And I feel like I'm performing a service for you, the listeners. I'm helping you, I hope, to discover new authors and to present them to you. I hope that I am helping you to hear about when books release or when they're about to release. I hope I'm performing a service for you, as well as entertaining you with some of the fun that we have as we talk to these authors and as we talk about these topics. So that's why I chose the format that I did. I didn't want it to be strictly author interviews. I honestly, when I picked this format, didn't know how many would come on. I got really brave. And I think one of the very first people that I approached, one was Rachel McMillan, who is huge and very well known in the Christian fiction community. And the other was Jamie Jo Wright. And I know Jamie Jo. So that helped a little bit in my confidence to being able to approach her. But I didn't know if she would want to come on. I didn't know if Rachel would want to come on. I have approached Lynn Austin. My goodness, what would Lynn Austin want to come onto my little show for? And yet she has on more than one occasion. And it's been so much fun. So we've had some of the huge names in the industry stop by and chat. And it's been a great experience for me to get to know these authors. And I hope the same can be said of you, that you have enjoyed getting to know them a little bit more. We talk about books, but we also talk about fun things. I always try to include a fun thing in there, something fun about them that you, the listeners, would enjoy learning about these authors and that I enjoy learning about them as well. And so that's why I picked this format. That's why, unless I hear otherwise from you, the audience, I'm going to keep with this format. So, who are some of my favorite guests? Oh my goodness, that is a really, really hard question for me to answer. Like I said, there's been so many, and some of them have been surprises to me. For example, a recent example I'll take was Amanda Nguyen. I didn't really know much about her. I had not read her books before she came on the show. I did read the book when she came on the show. And I was so blown away about how much we have in common. And we had so much fun bonding over genealogy. And we just laughed and had a great time. We shared our history nerdiness and our genealogy nerdiness. And we had a blast. And I had never talked to Amanda before that. I had never interviewed her. I had never met her at conference. None of that. Like I said, I went into it really not knowing her at all. And I like to take about 10 minutes or so before we jump into the show to talk to the guests, especially if I don't know them, and to get a little bit of a feel of who they are and what they're like so that I can be a better interviewer, as well as putting them at ease before we hit the record button. But sometimes people like Amanda surprise you. Another recent example was Elizabeth Musser. And I did not have a chance to read her book. It's on my TBR pile. It's rising towards the top, but there are so many others out there. But I really, really do want to read her book, because we started chatting before the show started, and then we chatted after the show ended, and we found out we had so much in common. At the time, I was planning a trip to France, which I have just returned from. And I hope I get to tell you that story pretty soon. But anyway, she helped me with what I should know, how the culture worked, you know, how to act, things like that, that were so valuable. And I thought that would be how we would bond, but went on to find out that her sons went to the same college that my daughter went to, and that one of her sons helped to start the church that my daughter went to while she was at college. And it was just like, I can't believe this. This is just beyond crazy, beyond wild, how much we have in common. I remember that having the same thing happen with Pepper Basham when I interviewed her a while ago, just being blown away about how much we had in common. And so that's always so much fun for me to sit down. So they're among some of my favorite guests just because I really connected with them. I've had friends of mine on. I mentioned Jamie Wright, I know quite well. Andrea Bechar came on. I know her very well. I have had three of my four critique partners on. So I had Angie Breidenbach, I had Jen Crosswhite, and I had Jenny Carey on the show. So that was a lot of fun to get my critique partners on here and to get to chat with them. So it's always a lot of fun for me when I get to talk to people that I know really well. My agent has been on. She was just on recently. I had my editor from Barber Publishing on here, and that was great. And that is still one of the most popular shows of all. She was so nervous to come on here. And yet, when we talked about the True Colors Crimes series, I think that's the one we talked about, she did so great, and it's still one of the most popular shows. It's one of the most downloaded shows of all of mine. So those are some of the fun things. So I get to chat with people that I know and also get to meet new, and I'm using air quotes here, and I can't see it, but new authors to me and new authors maybe to you as well. I've had some first-time authors come on here. And so that has been a lot of fun. I have really, really enjoyed that. As far as my favorite topics go, well, before we get into that, so please, you're going to find out about this in a little bit. When you go over to my website to comment on this show, please let me know who are some of your favorite guests. There's a whole list on my website of every guest that we've had. And so please let me know some of your favorite guests. Okay, so some of my favorite topics, I loved talking with my editor from Barber Publishing about their True Colors Crimes series. That was a lot of fun for me to sit down and talk to her about that. I loved talking to Morgan Tarpley Smith about split time fiction or time slip or dual time. We defined all of those terms and we won't go into that here, but about the popularity of it. And that was really eye-opening for me. I learned a lot about these terms and about these books and people who wrote them and how it got started. That was a fascinating topic for me and one that I really loved. So that's another one that really, really stands out to me. And there are just so many. I just am picking stuff off the top of my head, but we've had a lot of great topics. I've had a lot of great guests. I've been so very blessed. There have been very few people who have said no to me that they didn't want to come on here. And I have had publishing houses who have actually approached me if I would be willing to feature their authors on here, which I remember the day I got that one email, that first one from a publisher asking if I would feature their authors on my podcast. And I just about fell over because it was a big publishing house. And I'm like, how on earth do they even know about lowly little me here with my little handful of subscribers? It was quite early on in the show. And we have developed a wonderful working relationship. And I am blown away that it got noticed and that I've developed relationships with so many different publishers across the industry that have been so helpful in supplying guests for this show. And every now and again, I will get emails from either authors or from their PR people or marketing people asking if they can come on the show. And I don't have an awful lot of room in my schedule. So if you're listening to this and you're one of the authors who has maybe approached me, it's nothing to do with you. Sometimes I just can't fit it into my schedule. Sometimes it's a book that really grabs my attention and I make sure to fit it into my schedule. Some of the people who have been helpful that really deserve a shout out for making this podcast what it is. First of all, my absolutely fantastic, amazing VA, Sherry Johnson. She does all the graphics. So if you see this popping up either on my website or on social media, it is Sherry who does all those graphics. I am not talented in the graphic arena at all. She is, and she makes them beautiful. She sends me multiple ones to choose from every week. And I very often send her a reply going, thanks once again for making it so impossible for me to choose the best graphic because they're all wonderful. And she also takes care of scheduling my guests and reminding both me and my guests that it's coming up. The interview is coming up. I needed that kick in the pants. She learned early on that we needed to do that. She needed to remind me as well. So without her, this would take up a lot more time and the graphics wouldn't be nearly as beautiful. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, Sherry, for everything you've done for this podcast. You have helped me keep going with it and made everything just run so smoothly and saved me a ton of time. And thank you so very much. Also want to thank Karen Steele from Revell Publishing. She is the one who first sent me the email if I would feature her authors on here. And so thank you, Karen, for just being wonderful to work with. I really appreciate our relationship, getting to know you, and I appreciate you wanting to have your authors on this show of mine, and for all of the great connections and the wonderful interviews that you've helped to set up. I appreciate all the hard work that you do for it. And once again, to all of you, my listeners, I owe the hugest debt of gratitude, because Sherry could do all the wonderful graphics and line up all the guests, and Karen could tell me which books are coming up through Avell and supply guests for me. But if you wouldn't listen, there would be no point in me doing this. And I say it every week, and I'm going to keep saying it every week. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you've done, for the love and support that you have shown for me, for subscribing, for listening, for sharing, for doing what you can do to help spread the word about Christian Historical Fiction Talk. I truly am grateful. I truly am blessed. And God has used this podcast to bless me in an amazing way. And I hope that He has used it to bless you as well by the topics that we talk about and by the guests that we have come on. We have a lot of fun. We talk about books, but we also talk about subjects that I hope touch your heart, subjects of these authors' books that really speak to each of us as listeners. And so I hope that you have been touched by the people that we have come on. They have been some wonderful people. And like I said, I am so grateful to each one of you for listening and for doing your part in helping to get the word out and spread the word about Christian Historical Fiction Talk. Well, now that brings us to some fun. We have to have fun. That's what this is about. It's about blessing you. It's about blessing other authors, but it's also about having a little bit of fun. So I have a giveaway that I'm going to do just to show my appreciation. I say it every week, but I don't know if I show it very much. And so I'm going to start really showing you my appreciation. I'm going to give away two prizes. The runner-up, I guess, if you want to call it that. It sounds so, I don't know, I don't like that term very much. But the runner-up is going to get their choice of any one of my books. I don't have the novella collections anymore. Unfortunately, those have gone out of print. And so I don't have those. But any of my other books, you can choose from those, and I will send you a signed copy. Or if you'd rather have a Kindle copy, I will send you a book plate to go for that. So that's the first place winner. And the grand prize winner, I have found the cutest little Christmas ornament, since that's coming up. It's shaped like a heart, and there's all little bookshelves and books, and it's just absolutely adorable. If you go to liztolsma.com, you'll see a picture there of that adorable little heart-shaped bookshelf ornament thing. It's so cute. Trust me. It's really cute. And in addition to that, you will get to pick two of my books of your choosing, and I will get those off to you. Again, if you'd rather have Kindle copies of those, that's fine, and I will send you book plates for those as well. All you have to do to enter is head over to my website, liztolsma.com. You will find the show notes for today over there, and you will find a link to enter the giveaway. You can do one of two things. You can do both things. You can comment on this podcast. It's set up like a blog on my website. So there is an area way down at the bottom. Scroll down and you'll see an area to comment. Like I said, tell me about who your favorite guest has been, or what your favorite topic has been, or what you like best about Christian Historical Fiction Talk. And that will get you entered. Or you can subscribe to my newsletter. And I will have the Rafflecopter link up there for you all to do that. So those of you who are not subscribed to my newsletter, you can do that there and also be entered to win one of these two prizes. Well, I didn't really know when I started this how I was going to be able to fill the entire time, but I have. It flew by. I hope you didn't mind my rambling on and on about what I love about doing this podcast. And I hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope you enjoy the celebration. And good luck on the giveaway. I'd love to see a ton of comments, and I will do my best to answer as many of them as I can. So feel free to ask me some questions over there as well, or drop a line and let me know who you'd like to see on the podcast coming up. And I forgot to mention at the beginning, please also follow Christian Historical Fiction Talk on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We are on all three places, and we do lots of stuff over there, so be sure to stop by over there and to follow us on your favorite social media platform as well. It's another great way to get informed when new episodes come out. Well, the show must go on, as they say, so we took a pause for episode 100, which still blows me away. I can't believe that I'm saying episode 100, but here we are, and we will have a guest coming up next week. And once again, I'm going to have somebody that I know. I have never met her in person, which is a real shame because she lives right in my state of Wisconsin, and she is also a part of Barber Publishing series, Heroines of World War II, and that is Naomi Mush. I can't believe that I didn't catch her when her book first came out a few months ago, but it doesn't matter. She's going to be with us next week and talking about her really fascinating book, Season of My Enemy. It talks about German POW camps in Wisconsin especially, but how the prisoners were treated and what their lives were like, and it's just so true to life. I've done research and a camp that's not far from where I live. And it just lined up with everything that Naomi said. Really fascinating story. We had a great bit of fun. You're going to love Naomi. I got a kick out of really getting to know her. And again, we talked on air, we talked off air, we chatted, we really got to know each other and had so much fun. So please join me next week for my interview with Naomi Mush about her wonderful book, Season of My Enemy. If you haven't read it yet, pick it up. I highly, highly recommend it. Well, thank you so much, everybody. I've already gushed about how much I appreciate all of you and everything you do, so I won't repeat that again. But I hope that you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time for episode number 101.